Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Happy Thursday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond. That is the capital of Virginia, in case you didn't know that. And Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if that's your thing, go to CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. I'm joined by Jason William, I believe, Bishop.
Is it Friday yet?
It's close. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're making our way towards a Friday.
Okay.
John Paul Flame also here.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Eric
Cakes.
Bickle.
Cakesy.
Here, too.
Good morning. How are you?
That is your Junks foursome. All four here, present.
Still drinking
and accounted for.
The terrible black coffee. Oh, it gives you nasty breath.
You clearly hate coffee. I don't understand why. If you hate it so much, I don't understand why you're still
consuming it. Well, I need the caffeine, and I think it's better for you than sugar. And I think the diet drinks are terrible for you, too, at the end of the day. I mean, I drink them, but I think they're terrible for you. I think this is probably the best thing for you, black coffee.
You may just want to explore other options.
What other options are there?
I don't know.
I mean, I think that's pretty much, I think I've exhausted it.
I was watching Bill Belichick on ESPN yesterday. Mm-hmm. I guess he's going to be part of the draft coverage for the Pat McAfee show.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised me for a guy that's a grinder and works 18 hours a day.
He doesn't drink
no coffee.
A lot of guys do that.
I'm not a coffee guy.
Doesn't he also claim he's never had a cup of coffee? Isn't that his bit?
Might be true.
Never had a cup of coffee ever. Never even tried it.
I think I went
in the 70s.
Largely, probably 40 plus years without coffee, but maybe in the last 10 years or so,
I was going to say most people in their 70s, I would think they've at least tried it.
Yeah. I would think.
I don't even know if I'm gonna have
a sip for Bill right now.
Well, you're not a coffee guy.
I've tried energy shots. I've tried it.
I've had probably less than a quarter of a cup of coffee in my whole life.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. It tastes terrible. I do think it gives you a little pick me up.
I think it's kind of silly.
I think it's
an acquired. It's an acquired taste.
It is.
And I'm fully acquired.
I've been trying to acquire it for about 10 days now.
Yeah.
And
it's just not your thing.
It's nasty. But it is good for you, so I'm doing it. I feel like it's good for you.
Have you tried the iced yet?
One time.
Did you like the iced coffee? The bite's not as harsh.
I felt maybe it was a smidge easier to consume. I'll agree with that. I thought it was a smidge easier to consume.
This is what I would suggest.
Yeah.
Is getting, next time you're at the grocery, you pick up like the Dunkin' cold brew coffee and you bring it into the fridge here.
That doesn't have any sugar in it?
That has no sugar in it. Uh-huh. Get the ones with no sugar. It's just in a bottle, and you just set it in there, and it's in the fridge, and every time you roll in, you take your cup, put some ice in it, and just pour it in there.
Maybe I'll try
EB's
it.
Probably going to want to stay away. We got sent a gift box from Caliber Coffee.
No, I want to try it.
Thank you to them. No, what I'm saying is, in that gift box, there was a bag of extra dark coffee, like super intense coffee. Like,
I don't think
that's probably not for you. Mm. That's more for
me.
That's my speed.
Yeah.
I like the smell, sort of the aroma mm-hmm. of the coffee you and your wife like. Yeah. It was like a toffee or whatever.
Yeah, butter toffee. It's very English.
But I didn't feel like it really tasted like toffee. It just kind of mm-hmm. smelled like it.
Yeah.
So it tasted kind of like nasty coffee.
Okay. My wife uses a lot of sugar-free creamer. If you're
I could do stevia, I think.
If you're anti sugar.
I'm not anti-sugar. I adore sugar. All I want to do is have sex with sugar. But I'm trying to limit the sugar.
I go into the Harris Teeter, and I'll go to the coffee creamer section. And it's like 8 feet long now.
Yeah.
And Coffee Mate has like 20 different zero sugar flavors. And I'm like, do I want cinnamon roll in my coffee? Or do I want French vanilla?
Right.
Do I want Italian cream? I mean, there's so many options to pick.
There's just so many chemicals, and they're not great for you either.
Hey, whatever.
What about this? You seem like a prime candidate for espresso shots.
Because my boys do that with Buca.
I was a good candidate.
That's what my Italian guys do.
Well, this is alcohol free, but an espresso shot. Because if you hate the 16-ounce tumbler full of black coffee, but you still want the energy of it.
No, I think you're onto something.
Just do a shot
like
of
a Lurch does.
Like but it's not the energy shot. It's your coffee shot.
I got it. Well, how do I get that? Can you make it like without a special machine? Well, I think I do have it.
Yeah, you need a special machine.
Yeah, you need to get that.
I mean, I have that.
Can you make one in the? Can you do one in the morning before you go?
Probably. And just didn't our agent give us a machine, an espresso machine?
Yeah, I get sized for it.
He did. Yeah,
I have JP's at the house.
I re-gifted that.
You did?
I did. Yeah, maybe that was a big mistake.
Right.
Maybe that was a just big misstep by your pal over here.
I mean, doesn't your mouth right now just taste nasty? Like,
I mean, it doesn't feel fresh like I just brushed my teeth, obviously.
Doesn't it feel nasty? Just be honest.
What, am I smooching Mar back here?
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, doesn't it feel nasty?
It's okay. If you're a coffee drinker, just embrace it.
Yeah.
Just embrace that and the fact it's gonna stain your choppers.
Well, that's another thing I don't need.
You certainly don't need that.
Yeah, but sugar's not great for your teeth either.
Sugar's terrible for my teeth.
So it's a counterbalance.
Yeah. Listen, I love sugar. The whole point is to reduce my craving for sugar throughout the day. It has done that. And by the way, you guys can't notice because you guys are guys, and you wouldn't even notice if I came in here and I was painted purple. You wouldn't even notice it. My skin's definitely a little bit, my face a little bit less inflamed. I look a little bit moneyer in the face.
I mean, how would we ever notice that?
You wouldn't notice it because you guys are guys.
I mean, what are the
that's my a 6:07 a.m. term.
My face is not as bloated.
What is the empirical evidence that you have?
I can tell.
Okay.
My face is not as bloated.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Did Dina say something to you about it? Or
no,
just something
I noticed
you
it myself. I noticed. I look in the mirror and I went.
And it's less inflamed. Why?
Because there's not as much sugar. I'm not consuming as much sugar.
Got it.
That's the whole point, Kate. The whole point of me torturing myself is trying to limit my sugar. But I'm at probably 10% of the sugar I normally have. And normally I'm a big, bloated Santa Claus. And I'm trying to get rid of that.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're trying to make improvements.
Everyone's trying to get better themselves.
Sure.
All right. So, Valdez, speaking of sugar, Scottie Scheffler doesn't eat sugar either.
Oh, he's anti-sugar?
I don't know.
He probably is.
I'm just making
probably
that up.
Probably hasn't had a carb in years.
This is my segue.
I like the transition, though.
I love sugar.
What's the latest on the story that Scottie Scheffler went to the bar after the Masters?
Well, Valdez has it at the top of the outline. He feels
Mr. Bickle called him a phony.
Yeah, No. I asked the question.
I don't know.
And if you go to the segment, I actually said I don't believe he is.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead. Okay. But what happened? I don't know the story.
Well, you asked if he was a phony because he talked about leaving the Masters.
He flew right away, and then we didn't know if there was some debate whether or not he went home or not, or he talked to his wife on the phone.
Well, his wife drove him to the bar and went inside with him.
So she was with him.
Yeah. She had a Heineken Zero.
She was drinking cocktails.
Yeah. with a big baby in her belly.
Yeah.
Virgin cocktails.
Virgin cocktails.
That actually makes more sense. That's why I said I don't believe he's a phony.
All right.
I was thrown by the whole thing.
I just think it's funny.
Unless I get an endorsement for such product, I have a hard time thinking I'll ever drink a non-alcoholic beer.
Well, if you're the designated driver.
When you're older, if you're 74.
Possibly.
Eventually develop a problem with alcohol, and then maybe
sure,
you would.
Yeah, if I become a full-blown addict. Yeah.
I feel like non-alcoholic beers are on the rise.
Oh, really? They're hot.
Yeah.
They're hot now.
And I know in New York, they're actually opening up sober bars.
Okay, well, that sounds weird.
It's like an oxymoron
to me.
That sounds
like a weird concept.
That's the new hot thing in all these trendy cities like New York, is they're having a bar open and you're paying $18 for a alcoholless cocktail.
Also, I've got for mocktails.
Yeah, mocktails.
I'm gonna go in and pay $20 for a mocktail. No,
funny
thank you.
Say you. That. My wife, she like because she gets all these allergic reactions. She likes the
glow.
Mocktails.
The glow.
Well, more than the glow, she can't breathe. She breaks out in hives. She gets all these things.
I mock mocktails. Give me the C. Give me the cocktail.
Oh, yeah, you want the C. I know you do. You want the C.
I don't want that C in the front of my
Yeah, I bet you do.
The front of my
cocktail.
No
yeah.
M's.
I always suspect
give me
it.
The
extra
C's.
Big straw.
Yeah. I always suspect it.
Give me all the straws, please.
But can you imagine spending that? That's what gets me, it doesn't have to be a trendy bar, but you go out and they do have a virgin list or a non-alcoholic list for mocktails,
mm-hmm.
and you're still spending $16 for the concoction.
Yeah, the booze.
That's absurd.
Getting a juice drink.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
If I want a juice drink, I'll get a smoothie somewhere. I don't need to go get a fake cocktail.
Talking about sugar.
Get a tropical smoothie.
Yeah. Oh, tropical smoothie. If they brought in like a 4-pack of their big, gigantic smoothies, I know EB wouldn't have one, but I would take his home, too. Just drink all the sugar.
I mean, who doesn't like a smoothie?
I love
a smoothie, but it's not something that I.
By the way, remember when we were talking about Scheffler, you know, accepting the green jacket with Nance and Fred Ridley and
right.
Butler Cabin.
Uh-huh, Fred
and
Ridley.
The amateur guy.
And the amateur. And we talked about how he was looking over to the teleprompter.
Yeah.
Well, he did address why he was looking strangely at the teleprompter.
What was the reason?
Well, he said he was so nervous that he was looking at the teleprompter because then he knew when he was going to talk.
Oh, okay.
Because
he didn't want awkward silence.
So I guess Nance was reading off the teleprompter as well.
Yeah.
And reading the notes for, his name was Shipley, right? Neil Shipley?
Yeah.
Shipley.
So then Shipley knew when Nance was done, I guess there was a cue that Shipley would talk. So that's why he was looking
I'd
over
love
there.
To have a teleprompter.
He said he was basically so nervous that he was looking at the teleprompter nowhere and he was going to talk.
Can you get a teleprompter in here with the quickness and just type your zings into me and then I can just read right off the teleprompter? That's the dream.
Hey, speaking of the Masters, did you see the number it pulled? That came out like two days ago.
I heard it was low, very low.
It was very low.
Yeah.
It was down 20% from last year.
I mean, their golf numbers have just been low all year.
Mm-hmm. I know, but a lot of people, they said that early in the year it was because, well, the tournaments aren't as exciting. The personalities are all on LIV. But now you have the LIV guys and the PGA guys in the Masters. You don't have a divided tour.
Is anybody surprised that when a dullard robot like Scheffler is leading, that people aren't that intrigued, aren't that interested?
I know, but it was. I mean, there was a tournament until after 12.
There was a four-way tie for
until Scheffler finished 15. It was kind of anyone's tournament,
right?
Yeah.
So it's not like it was a complete runaway.
I think it's just lack of Tiger. The Tiger just basically being gone now.
It's very weird. Because we mentioned this before, that there's...
But participation is at an all-time high.
Yeah, golf is having like a second renaissance post-Tiger.
Totally. That's why my buddy sold two of his clubs.
And, you know, people are playing.
Get out at the right time.
People are playing like crazy. But they're not watching.
What were they doing on Sunday?
Playing, not watching.
This is what women's basketball is going to experience next year. And the WNBA draft next year. It's gonna go. It's gonna be down.
It's gonna go off
50%. Yeah.
Yeah. The WNBA draft set a record, 2.5 million viewers.
Yeah, it was off the charts.
Did they had
because of one player?
They had 35,000 people watching Indiana Fever's stream of Caitlin Clark's presser yesterday.
Right.
Right.
It's nuts.
That's ridiculous.
I have to say, so everyone was criticizing Greg Doyle for his comments,
yeah.
And I didn't want to watch it because I just didn't want to cringe, but I read it a million times. It didn't sound like he was totally... I mean, it was awkward.
If you watched it, it was kind of cringy.
It didn't sound... Yeah, definitely cringy, but it didn't sound like he was, like, flirting with her. Did you think he was flirting with her?
Well, for those that don't know, he asked her about how she makes the heart
to
her family, and she said, "You like that." He then said...
Hi. There you go. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that every game, so
okay. Well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So
that's a little weird.
That was just a throwaway.
He was just
comment.
Trying to be funny.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think he was.
How many times have we
her?
Had Doyle on the show?
A bunch of times, right? I'm not a huge fan of his.
Right, but we've had him on the show.
He's been on the show a million times.
Almost let me guess why you're not a fan.
Well, that's one reason. The other reason is he destroyed Gary like 20 years ago.
Oh, did he?
And I'll never forgive him for it.
Kind of like Colin Cowherd destroyed my guy John Wall for doing the Dougie.
Yeah, we destroyed Gary.
Yeah, but it's okay. I'm allowed to do that. I live here. I know.
I know, but you're killing him for doing something that we did ourselves.
I think
seems
more cringy
weird.
Is when he goes, "I like that you're here." Then he goes, "I like that you're here." He's
you know, he's got no zing game. He's got no zing game.
He's definitely.
Well, that's what it is.
He's definitely.
He's just not a funny dude.
He's a different
guy. That's correct.
He's a different guy.
He's trying to.
He made it about himself by doing the heart thing. Yeah. Like, it's just it's weird.
He's an attention whore.
I mean, we've had him on the show before. But that was a
weird. We've had him on the show a bunch of times. I've never been a huge fan.
Like, she handled it.
Did we have him on the show to talk about Wentz?
Maybe at some point.
I think that's when that's the last time.
We've had him on a lot.
He's been on probably 15,
20 times over the years, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
He was trying to make it all about himself. That's what it was.
He made himself look.
But I don't think he was trying to flirt with
her. No.
That's what, like Portnoy said, he was being a pervert.
I think the part where he said, "You do that to me, we're just fine," that sounded to me flirty. Flirty and kind of creepy.
It was definitely creepy. I don't know if the intention. I think.
Attention-y.
The intention isn't to flirt, but it was
it
very
came
creepy.
Off weird.
Yeah. It came off creepy.
I agree.
And he's got to be 35 years older than Caitlin Clark, right?
Yeah, that's
how old is Caitlin Clark? 22 or 23 years old?
I don't think he's flirting
probably.
With her. I honestly don't.
He's on the borderline of it. He drove right up to the border of it of flirting.
It seems like he has he might have creepy tendencies.
I think he's just a weirdo.
He's just a weird dude.
I would describe him as a weirdo. For sure.
That's awful.
I follow his work. And most of the times I shake my head, to be honest with you.
A lot of head shaking.
Yes.
I don't really follow his work, but that was weird.
Yeah.
Well, without a doubt.
He's just not a funny dude. He's unfunny.
That's correct.
Not funny. He's definitely
You're
not
very
funny.
You're correct on that.
Socially awkward.
Yeah.
He's the Rom of sports writers, apparently. Actually, Rom's funnier. Rom's way funnier, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he would.
EB's
but,
not
if, but if he was in that press conference, he would have said something stupid, too.
Absolutely.
Rom would have pulled his ass cheek out.
Yeah, he would have said, "You're going to wear number 21.
And it would have been funnier. Definitely would have been funnier than Greg Doyle. All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, we've got a lot of Caps talk because they are facing the Rangers. I was unaware of the schedule until Jason hipped me to it about 15 minutes ago. Puck drop in New York City, 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Correct.
So you have your plans set for 3 p.m. Sunday.
I think everybody should.
Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us coming up at 8:45. We'll talk more Caps with Alan May from Monumental Sports Network. He'll be on the show at 9:20 for the Junks. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to get into the Junk's sports page. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at DontSleepEnergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
By the way, I looked up the Greg Doyle column about Gary Williams that infuriated me.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And it's kind of like.
You have to go to the National Archives to find it. I mean, how old is this column?
What year was it?
2011.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Came up right away.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Gary was kind of at war, for lack of a better phrase, with Debbie Yao. Debbie Yao and Gary Williams did not get along. Mm-hmm. All right. Very notorious relationship. Not.
Yeah.
And Doyle took Yao's side. Okay.
All right.
And attacked Gary like in a way that's ridiculous.
What a dork to take Yao's side.
Yeah, I mean Yao. I don't think Yao has the greatest. Ever. This again. This is an outsider jumping
you
in.
Take a bean counter side over Gary.
And didn't Yao end up
she was cooking the books. Everything was all messed up. Debbie Yao was a disaster, and she blamed Gary. For
she put the school in financial ruin.
That's why they jumped.
Yeah.
And then I mean. He
Debbie Yao's the reason why Maryland went to the Big Ten.
Why they don't play Carolina and Duke anymore.
Exactly.
They're playing Nebraska and Northwestern.
They probably could have held on for maybe, what, 8 more years before they needed to jump? But she's the main reason they jumped when they did.
Right.
He calls him a little bitty, tiny coward of a man because Gary didn't return his call. Like, you're a nothing. At that point, you know, you're like a 25-year-old report or whatever. 35-year-old reporter for, you know, some random whatever. You have to return all your calls. He calls them a spineless little fraction of a man. It just attacks him viciously.
I know he wouldn't call him that to his face.
No chance.
Gary would destroy him.
Yeah.
Gary would fist pump into his face.
Yeah.
Like an uppercut.
Right. I mean, what a coward. And that article, listen, we criticized Gary because we were getting frustrated that we couldn't get beyond the Sweet 16. But we weren't taking personal shots like that. That was ridiculous. That was beyond the pale.
Gary went out to Cole Fieldhouse in a tank.
Yeah. I mean,
you have the balls to call him a little man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And also, by the way, this is like 10 years after,
he won a national championship.
Right.
Yeah. That was his last year, right? 11.
Whenever
11,
it was,
I think.
Probably. Anyway.
Man, I can't believe he's been gone 13 years.
Greg Doyle is a zilch.
We're not having him on the show again.
Yeah, I'm guessing. That's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
And again, which is fine.
Cakes, like you mentioned, Sunday, 3 o'clock. I'm glad it's not Saturday because I got stuff going on Saturday.
Sunday, 3 p.m. is
the perfect thing.
Perfect
time. It's not 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Nope. Game's done by dinner time. It's amazing.
At the Garden Sunday. There are still some regular season games tonight. I think there are 6 games to finish out the regular season schedule, mostly Western Conference. But the playoffs will start Saturday. Islanders are at Carolina, and then Toronto's at Boston, game one of those series. And Sunday there are 2 games. Tampa is at Florida, and then Caps at the Rangers, 3 o'clock on ESPN. Cakesy.
Can't wait for it.
How you feeling
about
that?
Can't wait for the puck drop.
How you feeling?
Again, I talked about it yesterday. I'm completely free-rolling. That's the way I feel about the Caps right now.
Right.
There's zero expectations for the Caps against the Rangers. Nobody expected them to qualify for the playoffs. The cards were stacked against them seemingly all season. They found a way. So I feel complete. I've never felt more comfortable going into a Caps postseason than I am right now.
But if they steal the first game, does your expectations change?
Oh, yeah. They get ratcheted up.
Yeah.
Big time.
Absolutely.
And the pressure changes.
Well, now, then I just look at the percentage of winning a series after winning the first game on the road.
Right.
It's crazy. You start looking at that every time.
Certainly.
And, of course, you go in and sweep them, then. That's not going to happen.
Happened. So my buddy actually was texting me, and then eventually he was like, just call me a-hole. He was on the driveway. He was on his driveway with his buddy, sitting there smoking a cigar. They're drinking whiskey, and they're doing is they're talking about the Caps playoff chances. And
oh,
how
really?
Yeah, and you know, when you get in the run like all of a sudden now you're in the playoffs.
Yeah,
remember how people start to jump on the bandwagon?
Sure,
like they're Caps fans.
Yeah,
but now they're like, we can make a run. They're coming up with all these scenarios.
They're getting all fancy with cigars and whiskey in their fold-out chairs in their driveway.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were doing.
Nice.
Exactly. And that's what people do.
Sure.
People start grasping.
Well, I said they've got a 48% chance to win the series.
That's according to your brain.
I don't know what sort of model you're using to get near 50%.
I told you, they split the season series.
Yeah.
Their goalie, who is hot right now,
yeah,
has had success against them, 2-1, and only allowed 3 goals in 3 games.
I think it's closer to the 30% range, but, you know,
Jason,
I hope you're right.
Since we asked EB to issue a formal apology to Scotty Scheffler because he called him a phony.
No, I did not call him a phony. Just
or he asked a question about whether he was a phony.
I asked a question whether it was a phony.
Would you like to issue me a formal apology? Because all I was doing for the last month and a half, is just grasping at the Caps, making the playoffs. And you basically looked at me like I was a crazy person.
Well, I definitely said, what are you guys
so,
talking
about?
So,
if anybody would like to formally apologize, I'm here to take your apologies.
What should I apologize? Tell me what to apologize for. I don't really like to apologize, but tell me what to.
Just because I wasn't a believer.
There was a lot of goofing, especially from this guy, about grasping for the Caps making the playoffs.
Okay. Your faith paid off. I apologize, Cakes, for goofing on you, for having the good faith.
Thank you. I'll take that. I'll take a formal apology.
Because I didn't think they were going to pull it off.
Thank you. Well, apology accepted.
Well, JP feels like it's a 48% chance the Caps win the series. Vegas would disagree.
They would disagree.
Based on the numbers. The Rangers are minus almost a 4-1 favorite to win the series.
It's begging me to put money on the Caps.
Washington coming back is plus 290. The Rangers to win by more than a game,
right?
So lay a game and a half, minus 160, and then the total for games played, they're set it at 5.5.
Right.
So if you think it's going to be a deep series, you go over the 5.5. I don't have the numbers for the game one. Maybe pull that up real quick. But I hope you're right. I hope you're right, my friend. I hope they can go in there and win. Certainly win game one, take the pressure off and put the pressure solely on the Rangers.
So I'm guessing a Sunday, Tuesday? Or are they doing back-to-back games, Sunday, Monday?
Don't know.
I have to look. Have to check that out.
Let me check
Let me. Can I just say, I shouldn't even ask this because I feel like it jinxes it. But there's no such thing as a jinx.
That is correct.
All right. If they win the series.
Yes, if they win.
Who do you play in the second round? If an 8 seed wins, who do you play? What do you play, like the 4 or 5?
Man, you are really getting ahead of yourself.
I'm just asking.
Yes, if they...
Because it's like the biggest hurdle.
If they were to advance, I believe this is the way it works, they would draw the highest remaining seed. Because they're
the
8.
Oh, they would.
I believe that's the way it works.
So if the 2 seed's still around, they would have to play the 2 seed.
Pretty sure, yes.
Yeah, oh, it's a murderer's
row. They do the receding bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they recede.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
That's not cool.
You asked how it works.
That's not well. They got no shot to make this run.
Hey, never say never. But I
you
said
just
yesterday,
have to keep knocking off the highest seed.
I think they're like a 20% chance to beat the Rangers. That's a realistic outlook. I think. I
mean,
that's
what they had
to do
before.
Beat them, your reward is you have to play the next higher the next highest.
Yeah,
seed?
That's what happens when you limp into the playoffs as the 8 seed.
Yeah, but it
they make
be
your
that
road
way.
Tougher.
It would typically be you would play like the 4 or 5 or something, right?
It's not like the NFL playoffs.
I'm fine
where they
with it.
Because
in years when the Caps are the 1 or 2 seed, I want the alleged weaklings to play in the first or second round.
Right. All right, hold on. Let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to John in Mechanicsville. Hey, John. What's up, buddy? John DePonte.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Hello, John.
Good.
How
are you?
I'm good, fellas. I'm good. I just feel bad and crestfallen, and I owe Cakes an apology on two fronts.
Oh, all right. Nice. Okay.
I called him like names. I talked about his mom, all kinds of things, because I thought he jinxed Ovechkin's pursuit of the goal record.
Okay. Yes.
And I thought he prematurely took a celebratory selfie on Twitter last week.
Right.
And
after the Red Wings win.
When they hadn't clinched
yet.
When
they beat the Red Wings. And,
I
specifically said in my tweet, that I know this is usually reserved for the playoffs, but it was a playoffs feel type of win because the Caps were basically in win to get in type of mode.
Right.
you were still pushing your luck, but I'm a fan, and I'm going to say I was wrong. I apologize, and will you forgive me, Cakes?
Of course I will forgive you, John DePapa. You're a Junks P1, and you're a super mega Caps P1 as well.
What did you say about his mom to get under his skin?
He's kidding.
Oh, okay.
I didn't really say anything about his mom. Yeah. That's just interesting.
It's like, well, that's pretty bold.
Yes, all is well. Water under the bridge, John DePapa. We're good.
And 20% is butt low. I'm talking 45% chance to win this series.
Oh,
baby.
You were there with
JP. You're sipping from JP's Kool-Aid vat.
Why?
I'm in there because it's called karma. We got in 2009 or 10 or whatever, we got halocked, right? We got stoned in the first round. They're going to get Lindgren'd, okay? Oh. We got a hot goalie, team of destiny. And we're down a few defensemen. It's storybook. We're gonna take, and guess what? We're gonna take out that jerk Laviolette.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you like him when he was here?
For a year and a half, and then he jumped the shark when he wouldn't play younger players, and he had an antiquated system, and he sucked. I'm a Carberry guy. He's dreamy.
Carbs, love
him. Shirt fits
him.
You know how nice that shirt fits him? Like you see his shoulder muscles.
He's in shape.
Yeah.
How much gum does he chew during a game?
I don't know, but he's the most.
This guy's chomp on gum.
He might be the most in shape, like 40. I think he's 43 year old on the
planet. Guarantee he doesn't put a lot of cream in his coffee.
He runs all the time.
No chance.
He's always running.
And he doesn't lay down with cheese on his tummy.
No.
That I can never stop.
And he's the rare baldy that pulls off the bald look with no facial hair. And
a lot of shine on that head, but it looks good.
He's got a good looking head.
Yeah, he does.
I got a knot right on the top of my head.
you're giving him a 45%. You give him 45% chance to win the series.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm doing bits about Laviolette being a jerk, but I think the Caps. If you look at their goal differential over the last month and a half, it's not -37. That's for sure.
No,
you know what I mean. They're playing really,
it's
really
different
good.
Different with Lindgren and
Net.
Yeah,
a lot of that's with Kemper and Net.
Lindgren's hot, and their team defense is really good, and they're down a few guys. If they can get, I don't know if they're going to get a couple of these guys back. I don't know, man. They just buy into a system. They're playing well. They don't score a lot of goals, but guess what? The Rangers, the playoffs, it's getting tighter. They're not fast. If we were playing the Leafs, I would say a 1% chance of, this is a matchup that's favorable for the Caps in terms of speed and style of play. I'm in, baby.
Speaking of the goal differential, you can now get a -37 goal differential shirt at 1067thefanshop.com. We also have the I Love Carbs shirt.
Might have to get one of those.
I like the I Love
Carbs. Mine's going to be an XL. It's not going to be a large.
I hope you're right, man.
That's because you love the wrong kind of carbs.
I love all the carbs. Coach carbs and complex carbohydrates.
We said he loved C earlier. So.
The cocktails. You have to give them another C, context.
Right. Okay.
With that sort of comment.
Right. Hey, it is open line Thursday.
I got some more stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, so here's what we'll do. Hey,
real quick. This is funny. Sometimes I'll text my buddies and I'll say, hey, who wants to go get a...
Right.
Instead of a cocktail, go get a...
I shorten it. Well, you know what?
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, the first time I did it, they questioned and what are you talking? I said, I'm just shortening it from cocktail to who wants to go get it.
Why don't you say who wants some tail?
Yeah.
That'd be a little different.
I didn't think about that.
Because I'm telling you,
that's right. That's really what I want.
20 years.
Remember the horsey clip.
This is money. This is money.
We'll take more of your calls for an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067, and we'll continue the sports page as well here on The Junks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can
put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, perhaps? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. It's how you get in touch with us here.
So Jason says we don't. Somebody's sending information. They don't recede.
Yeah, I think they don't recede after the first round.
They do it after
the maybe they change that.
Do they do it after the second round?
No.
There's just no receding.
I don't think there's any receding.
That's good.
I don't think.
I like that.
I think there was someone on the lines that said that they don't change.
All right, let's go to them real quick. Let's go
to Jamie. Yeah.
Jamie in Ashburn. Hey, Jamie, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jones.
So a few years ago when the NHL switched to this wild card format, they changed also. They don't do the receeding like you were saying earlier, 1 through 8, and then if the 8th seed wins, they would play the 2nd seed if they've made it through. It's basically now we would play Carolina or the Islanders in the second round.
So the other two teams in the bracket, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the way they're doing it. They're not doing 1 through 8 anymore, which a lot of people are kind of pissed about because they're like, you think about Toronto and you think about Boston or Florida and Tampa. One of those two teams get knocked out in the first round, mm-hmm. you know. And in the West, you know, I know you guys don't follow a lot of it, but I'm a hockey nerd. You've got, you know, Vegas and Edmonton possibly playing in the first rounds, defending Stanley Cup champ, and then Edmonton is a possible Stanley Cup champion, you know, contender this year. Mm-hmm. One of those two is going to get knocked out.
Right.
So, and then all these idiots on social media bitching and complaining about the Caps getting in with their minus 37.
Yeah, there's been a lot of that. Well, who cares?
You know what, Detroit, Pittsburgh, and Philly, if you'd have won one more game than we did, you'd have got 2 more points, you'd probably be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, like Detroit faced Washington twice
exactly.
in the last 11
Philly
days
lost,
of the season,
not,
and Washington beat them both times.
Yeah. Philly lost 9-2 a few weeks ago to Montreal.
Right.
We beat Detroit a few weeks ago. Pittsburgh crapped the bed against Boston, who we shut out 2-0. So, no biggie. We'll see you next year, boys.
So, yeah. So what are you putting the percentage chance of them knocking off the ones?
I mean, I'm not going to go like John DePompin 40-some percent. It's probably 25-30, but you know what? Like he said, we got Halak back in the mid-2000s. So if Lindgren can stay on this hot streak
right.
and we get some of that puck luck that they always talk about that you know right. we ended up getting in 2018, you never know.
Right. I don't know if we mentioned this
Thanks,
yesterday.
Buddy.
I think
call.
We mentioned the possibility, but Ryan Leonard did make it official he's going back to Boston College.
But we still retain the rights, right?
Yeah, still a Caps draft.
He just can't jump in the fray and be that spark that you need.
He could have been, but he chose to
right.
stay in college.
Well, was he a sophomore?
Freshman.
He was a freshman. Wow.
Freshman. He
was going back for his sophomore year.
I think third in the NCAAs in goals, but he broke the record in Boston College, good hockey school, for most goals as a freshman.
All right.
I think it's a smart move.
You can call us at any time today. It's Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. A couple other things here. NBA play-in tournament still was going on last night. The Sixers beat the Heat 105-104. I watched the first quarter.
I haven't watched the full
first quarter of an NBA game maybe all year.
Embiid was off early, but I will tell you, he made a difference down the stretch. Yeah. Not really making shots, but he draws so much attention. Batum got on fire. Like, he just – Embiid commands attention, found open guys. I think he maybe finished with 6 assists, which is pretty good for a center.
He had 15 boards. He was apparently Jimmy Butler got hurt in the game, hurt his knee. I don't know how serious it is.
I think it's an MCL.
Yeah, so that's that's not good for them because they're going to play on Friday night. They're going to play host to the Bulls to see who's going to be the 8 seed.
Right, because the Bulls won the other play-in against the Hawks.
Bulls won by 15, yep.
The interesting series to me is the Sixers as the 7 seed are going to face the Knicks, who are a 2 seed. I could see Embiid and Maxey leading them to the second round, well, past the Knicks.
Isn't Randall hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's been out.
But, I mean, Brunson's been really, really
good. I understand that, but you need kind of a block player to kind of match what they're going to do inside in the lane, and that's a huge loss for them. So I would definitely take the Sixers in that series. So then the Bulls beat the Hawks 131-116. So on Friday, you've got 2 games, Bulls Heat in Miami, Kings Pelicans in New Orleans. I don't know the status of Zion.
Zion will not play.
That kills him.
Banged up hammy, correct?
I believe the Kings, yeah.
That's right.
I believe the Kings and the Pelicans played 5 times this year, and the Kings went 0-for.
Oh, wow.
But now you've got no Zion, so we'll see what happens. The other big story in the NBA, kind of off the court, was the Jontay Porter story, who's the younger brother of Denver Nuggets stud Michael Porter Jr. Jontay Porter was undrafted in 2019, made his NBA debut with the Grizzlies in 21. He spent some time in the G League as well, but he's been banned for life from the NBA.
Well, he was just straight up cheating. I mean,
he was betting against his own team too. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. Expect to get away with it and just get a slap on the wrist.
Well, he also told a bettor to take an under
right
on props. His own player prop. Yeah. And he took himself out of the game, saying he was sick.
Yeah, I mean,
he bet on
what a dummy.
He bet on 13 NBA games using an Associates online betting account from January through March of this year. He wagered about $54,000, got a payout of $76,000. None of those bets involved games in which Porter was playing. However, 3 of those involved the Raptors in multi-game parlay bets.
Right.
So, yes, he was betting.
But somebody had put like $80,000 on one of his I think it was on one of his player props.
So he didn't get paid out, by the way.
He punted away all of his potential future NBA earnings to make roughly $22,000 by sports wagering.
Well, he said it didn't even pay it out.
I don't know if he got paid. He might have got paid, but the guy who bet $80,000 on the player props
didn't get paid.
Yeah, I think Porter got
paid. Now, look, he wasn't going to make like Zion Williamson money in the NBA, but if he had an 8 or 10 year NBA career, he sacrificed it. So he could have the short term score.
The problem
score.
Is, it is kind of the danger zone, though, that, you know. I mean,
sure.
That it's all legal and
the
professional leagues are endorsing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen more often.
I agree.
You don't know who his high school basketball coach was.
Don't even know where they're from.
Played for the Blazers. A Blazers legend.
Clyde Drexler.
Brandon Roy.
I would have never
Blazers
heard of that.
Legend.
Hey, speaking of legends.
Brandon Roy is a Blazers legend?
No.
I don't know what his total numbers were.
I mean, he's a notable player. Legend, I think, is
all right,
like...
legend. He's at least as good as Jeff Malone was here, who I would say was a Bullets legend.
Okay.
Well, that's news to me if you say that. Jeff Malone was my guy.
Hey, speaking of legends, C.J. Abrams is three-time All-Star Nats legend. Hit another bomb yesterday to lead off the game in L.A.
It's got five
now, and the Nats beat the Dodgers, win the series, 2-0. Jake Irvin was awesome yesterday, got his first win, 6 innings, didn't allow a run, struck out 6. Kyle Finnegan, who I believe leads the league in saves, he might be tied.
He's tied with 7, correct?
He's got 7 saves, yeah. So maybe he's tied. But
fantasy baseball,
good road trip. Good
I got him on one of my teams.
5-4 on the roadie, they'll take that.
Hell yeah.
Shohei did go 3-for-4, but Betts and Freeman went 0-for-7. Will Smith went 0-for-4. So, man, what a good series for the Nats to go out there and take that. Should have beat the Oakland Athletics in that series.
They only had 4 hits, right?
I think so. They had 4 hits, yeah. Wow. But Dodgers only had 5. So they go, I think, 6-4 on the West Coast swing.
I think it was 5-4. I think they played 9 games.
9 games. Okay, I'm sorry. And then
it's all good.
Now they come back. They're off today. Mm-hmm. They come back. They play Houston, and Houston has really struggled. They've had a ton of injuries. Houston, I think, is 5-14. And Ooh. Who's pitching tomorrow here? Matt Gore. and Justin Verlander.
Okay.
Justin Verlander making his season debut after having an injury in the offseason.
Houston 6-14, Jason.
6-14.
I'll tell you the baseball story I've become borderline obsessed with is Jackson Holliday, who's the number one prospect in Major League Baseball, got called up by the Orioles. Orioles are off to a good start. They're 12-6. He'll be fine, but he started off his career right now 1-25 with 14 strikeouts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now he went through the minor leagues super fast.
Yeah,
he's still only 20. I saw an interview with some TikTok guy, some TikTok baseball guy, that was quizzing him on how many games he played at each level, and he was like, "All right, you were in lower A ball. How many games?" He's like, "He goes, I think 15," and you know, he was off on all of them, but it just reminds you how fast he moved through the minor leagues.
Well, the thing that's alarming, it's one thing to go for one for whatever, is the strikeouts, right? That was the alarming thing.
Yeah.
The strikeout rate was like Joey Gallo-ish.
Well, he's probably, if he continues this through the weekend, he's going to have to go back down because he's going to have to get his confidence back up.
Tighten up.
Yeah. There's no point in putting him out there if he's going to go 0-3 with 2 strikeouts every night. So they'll have to figure
something
out.
What is it now? What is he at strikeouts? By the way,
14 strikeouts and 25 at-bats.
That's not good.
It's more than 50%.
But Gunnar Henderson just leads off games with home runs, or leads off bottom in the inning with home runs all the time.
Right.
He's such a freaking stud.
By the way, the Gallo strikeout thing is never going to change. I mean,
he's got
unreal.
He had 27, I think.
It's unreal.
I don't know how many.
Just the epitome of all or nothing.
Is he batting like 120, 140?
Apparently they don't care. Just hit 20 bombs and they don't care.
Yep.
Crazy.
Make him go bye-bye.
But that's what he does. You know what I mean? By the way, the Red Sox won. They beat Cleveland yesterday. The total time of the game, Tanner Houck, who's probably their best pitcher, he won a complete game through 94 pitches, was 1 hour, 49 minutes.
That's what baseball wants.
Fastest game in 14 years in Major League Baseball.
They want the quick games.
An hour and four. There were only four pitchers used. I think there was only about 7 or 8 hits total. One walk. Houck went complete game. So hour, you were in there, in and out.
Yep.
If you were at
perfect
the game at Fenway.
Sounds fantastic.
That's just crazy.
All right, when we come back, we will talk Washington Commanders Mike Florio, who we've had on the show many, many times over the years from ProFootballTalk.com. He wasn't the biggest fan of having all of the prospects and all of the quarterback prospects hanging out together, shanking balls at Topgolf in Ashburn. We'll get into that audio next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!